Thanksgiving is almost here, so what's your favorite food on the menu? We'll hear from students and staff on their Thanksgiving faves.
Plus, what's Thanksgiving without some football? JP Urban and Cam Williams have some pigskin picks for you.
These stories and your Thanksgiving break forecast, it all starts now on The Current OC.
From OCTV.
Raider Nation's leading news magazine starts now. This is Current OC.
Hello, and welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of The Current OC. I'm Joe Mayan.
And I'm Rye Chowdhury. Bring on the turkey. It's time to feast. Joe, are you ready for Turkey Day?
Absolutely, Laura. And let me go ahead and DoorDash some pizza, popcorn, chicken nuggets, and some fries.
Wait, what? That's what you're having for Thanksgiving?
Well, no. That sounds like a party. Let's see what OC has to say about their Thanksgiving favorites. Here's The Current OC's Madison Bayham.
Hey, Mr. Rainier, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Turkey and stuffing, all the time.
I'd have to say my favorite Thanksgiving food is stuffing with gravy.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Cranberry sauce, for sure.
Homemade.
I would have to say mashed potatoes, because I remember growing up, my mom cutting and boiling potatoes for hours and hours and hours, and then mixing them up and adding tons of butter, and in the end we were just so happy because they were so good. So mashed potatoes are my favorite.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yes,
I'm not
doing it.
Where are you going?
My favorite food is stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Mr. Fox, what's your favorite food on Thanksgiving?
I really like it.
Oh, hey, Mr. Bristol, how are you? What about you?
Hey, I like stuffing. I like turnips. I like the turkey. I like gravy. I like corn. Anything pretty much that you put on the table, I'm going to eat.
A lot of tasty answers there, but my favorite thing on Thanksgiving is definitely the turkey and gravy.
Sounds better than the DoorDash. I agree with you. Nothing beats the turkey. This week, for our Always Fire Fast Five, we figured we needed someone who loves food and is an eating champion. Someone that could eat a turkey all by themselves. Who better than Senior Dom Cucci? Here's The Current OC's Taylor Mulford with this exclusive Thanksgiving Fast Five with the Jalapeno Bowl champion.
We have our Thanksgiving edition of the Fast Five, and who better to interview than our eating champion, Dom Cucci. Are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right, how has your senior year been so far?
It's been good, you know, I'm just cruising through and just happy that's my last year.
Now, we're putting on a Thanksgiving eating competition. What are you eating?
I'm gonna have to go with a stuffing because, you know, big turkey's gotta eat.
Big turkey's gotta eat. And I know you have this famous split. Where did you learn that from?
So I got into a little skateboarding accident when I was younger and I ended up tearing my hamstring. And when it healed, it was more flexible than it was before.
That's amazing. And what's your favorite Thanksgiving tradition?
Just meeting up with my family and getting to eat all the great food my grandma makes.
All right. And what does the future look like for you?
The United States Marine Corps.
Now, what's leading you in that direction?
So, my dad's a U.S. Marine, and they're known as the best of the best, and the few and the proud, and I just want to be a part of that and serve my country and just protect the ones I love.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dom Cucci. That was wonderful. And that wraps us up for the Fast Five.
That's awesome that Dom plans to be a Marine, and that's a reminder for all of us to be thankful for our men and women serving in the military for a great country this holiday season.
That's right, Rye. You know what else I'm thankful for? Football. Nothing like some pig skin to go with the turkey. Here's JP Urban and Cameron Williams with what's on the menu for the Thanksgiving Day football game.
Happy Thanksgiving, Raider Nation. JP Urban here with Cameron Williams, and we are cooking up some pigskin picks just for you.
Yeah, that's right. Gone are the days of OC football on Turkey Day, but we still have three NFL games to feast on.
Let's start with the appetizer, which kicks off at 12:30 with the Lions hosting the Chicago Bears. You know what we used to say, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the Lions losing a football game. But the things have changed in Detroit.
That's right. The Lions are the top team in the NFC right now. They have a 10-1 record and are one game ahead of the Eagles. If you're a Birds fan, you got to go with the Bears to pull the upset. JP, I'm from Chicago, so I'm taking the Bears to skin the Lions 24-23.
An upset by Chicago would be a tasty way to start the day, but the Lions are too tough. Look for Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs to share a turkey leg. Lions win 30-14.
You talk about a bad item on the menu. The Cowboys and the Giants as your main course play at 4:30. This will be hard to watch. Bad teams, bad quarterbacks. I'm not even making a pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Cameron, as you'll learn around here, we never root for the Cowboys. Watching the Giants stuff the Cowboys will make the Thanksgiving even better. Give me the G-Men, 20-17.
If for dessert, we have the Dolphins playing the Packers at Lambeau Field at 8:20. Now this game should be entertaining if you haven't already drifted off into a food coma.
And all I know is the Dolphins don't like the cold and it will be freezing in Green Bay on Thursday night. So pack up the leftovers and give me Green Bay 24-20.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give me the Cheeseheads to mash Miami 27-21. And those are our pigskin picks.
Cam, you know one thing we have to be thankful for is our coaches here at OC, especially this guy behind us. Coach Cook was coaching this fall with our runners, and he was cooking.
Congratulations to Coach Cook for being named the South Jersey Track Coach of the Year for girls cross country. He would say the girls did all the work, but he's done a fabulous job leading the way.
Over the last 2 weeks, we've seen plenty of OC senior athletes sign their college letters of intent. Congratulations to Madeline Adamson, who will be playing for Fairleigh Dickinson University. Adamson shared the special moment with her family, friends, and coaches this week. We hope to see Madeline back on the court as soon as she continues to recover from her knee injury. It's hard to believe the high school basketball season just tips off in a few weeks. All right, time for me to sprint to the kitchen and cook up some sweet potato and pumpkin pies. Joe and Rye, back to you.
Sounds good, JP. Save me a slice of those pies. Joe, are you a pumpkin or sweet potato pie guy?
I'm an equal opportunity eater, so give me a little bit of both. Now for a look at your all-important Thanksgiving break forecast, here's Cameron Williams.
Happy Thanksgiving, OC. Here's our weather report for Tuesday, November 26th. Got a little bit of rain coming in, actually. It's about time we see a little bit of rain here. The last couple days, we've seen a decent amount of rain, including today and Thursday as well, as we continue to see more precipitation coming to the area. As we take a look, here is what it is currently outside. We have 55 degrees with 85% humidity. So this is actually a pretty nice day considering we're at the end of November here. As we head in, well, take a look outside here. Still pretty nice outside, partly cloudy, more clouds now, but it will be partly cloudy towards the end of the day. Not much people out there, but if we take a look here at our regional temperatures, everyone's hanging around the low to mid 50 degrees outside. Taking a look at Atlantic City, it's about 54, and actually the water temperature is about 52 degrees. Taking a look here at our high and low tides, they're all coming in about 11 a.m. for the high tide, 11:26 p.m. for the high tide. Then also low tide already came in around 5 a.m. and make sure you get out there before 5:17 p.m. where we'll see our second low tide. Now we take a look here at our 7-day forecast. We have about two more nice days of the week so far coming Wednesday and Thursday. But then after that, guys, Ryan, Joe, it gets cold. Thanksgiving, if you are traveling, there's going to be lots of heavy rain. We haven't seen a lot of rain in a while, guys, but the rain is here now. A lot of heavy rain coming this Thanksgiving. But if we take a look into later in the week, it starts to get cold, guys, and that rain might turn to snow.
Well, I guess I got to take out my jacket and my hat and gloves because this weather is getting cold as we get into December.
That's right.
Well, considering the recent drought, we should be thankful for the much-needed rain.
Well, I'll be inside eating all day, so the rain won't bother me one bit. All right, time for some dessert to finish the show.
Where am I? I felt so far that I'm all mixed up.
Who isn't these days? Don't you really know?
Congratulations to our Ocean City Drama Guild for their outstanding performance of Alice in Wonderland. With three shows over this past weekend, nearly 800 fans packed the house to see the play. If you were fortunate to see the show, like me, the cast was remarkable. And great job by show director Mr. Lemaire, Mrs. Burns with the costumes, and Mr. Matus and the stage crew with the sets. All the long hours and hard work definitely paid off.
Well, that'll do it for us on this Thanksgiving edition of the Current OC.
Remember to log on and catch all of our shows and additional content by visiting ocnjtv.com.
We're also on social media at OCNJTV, so be sure to like our page and follow us there too. Now for Rye, JP, and Cameron, I'm Joe Mayan, and we hope you'll join us again for our next episode after Thanksgiving break.
Thanks for watching and happy Thanksgiving.